From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. World powers say they support lifting a UN arms embargo on Libya. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the decision following a multi-nation meeting chaired by the United States and Italy.
The international community will support the Presidency Council as it seeks exemption from the UN arms embargo to acquire those weapons and bullets needed to fight Daesh and other terrorist groups.
The move could help the new Libyan government combat internal security threats and fight the Islamic State group. Dominican Republic President Danilo Medina appears set to win a second term in office. Preliminary returns from Sunday's election give him enough votes to avoid a runoff election. President-elect of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, said he will ask Congress to bring back the death penalty as a punishment for crimes, including rape, robbery, murder, and drug trafficking.
Heinous crime committed with a license for arms must be death. Rape plus death of a victim must be death penalty.
Duterte told reporters his preferred method for the executions would be hanging, which he considers to be more humane. Islamic State militants have returned to using vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices for a bombing campaign in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. The terrorist group staged 5 attacks Sunday, including one at a natural gas facility north of the capital. Officials say the attacks left more than 100 Iraqis dead. As far as Iraqi officials are concerned, the attacks are a sign of IS desperation, retaliation for the recent battlefield setbacks. This is VOA News.